So that's the end of an not too great WWE payback pay-per-view. I definitely didn't have high hopes for it to begin with, but when Enzo got hurt, that kind of brought the morale down for me for the rest of the pay-per-view. I kind of just watched it just to watch it. So I'll start off with the pre-show. Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler. This rivalry, if you will, kind of bores me, but I guess it's good to get Corbin in there with someone as experienced as Ziggler, someone who's as good as Ziggler in the ring, and someone who knows their way around the ring as well as Ziggler does. To win by roll-up, though, I kind of didn't like that. I wish Ziggler got a better victory than that. He's definitely more worthy of a better victory. But, I mean, we'll see where the rivalry goes. Not much else to say about that. Ryback versus Kalisto. Now, this match kind of bored me for the first, I'd say, 5 minutes, mainly because I don't get how they can book Kalisto, someone who's shorter than I am and weighs less than I do, to take it to Ryback as he did during the match and then come out and win. Not once, but twice has this happened. Back-to-back pay-per-views has this happened. And I remember reading somewhere where Ryback was pretty frustrated about where he was in WWE. And it's things like this. Like, he should be the United States champion. Honestly, I'd love to see Ryback as United States champion. Anyone but Kalisto as United States champion, for that matter. I just want John Cena to come back on the 30th. And be United States champion again, because the U.S. Open challenges were something to watch every Monday night, and it kept Monday nights buzzing. Now the only thing Monday nights have are Shane McMahon and the New Day. So that Ryback and Kalisto match kind of lost me. Ugh. Poor Ryback. Free Ryback, I guess you could say. Free Ryback. Now to the main show. We kicked it off with New Day. They cut a promo. New Day rocks. All that good stuff. It's unfortunate, though, what happened to Enzo. I really wish I could have seen the match. I think Enzo and Cass would have won. Or at least I hope they would have won. I would have wanted to see the Vaudevillains as number one contenders. But, on to the next match, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. This match was pure gold. I mean, match of the night, in my opinion. Yeah, no, hands down, match of the night. Because these guys, since NXT, every time they get in the ring with each other, whether it's a promo, a run-in, or an actual match, these guys just give gold. And I mean, they were putting their bodies on the line out there. For a second, I thought Sami Zayn was gonna go through the edge of that ring really quick, like how he did in NXT, cause Owens was trying to set him up for the powerbomb. Good thing he reversed it. But I mean, the match was good. The match was very good. Had it only been for a title, I feel like it would have been so much better. Which is why they need to get that title off of Miz, because I would have rather seen Kevin Owens beat Ryder for the title than Miz cheat to beat Ryder for the title and then cheat to beat Cesaro in a way. But that leads me to the next topic. Before I get into that though, I feel like with Cesaro, they kind of don't know what they want to do with him still. And I think that's apparent in his entrance. As soon as he comes out, I feel like they nitpicked on what they want to change and what they don't want to change. And I feel like his entrance could use a huge overhaul. I feel like they should change everything and not just certain things. Unless they have hope that Tyson's gonna come back sometime soon. I mean, if this is Cesaro going solo, then hello. Let's change up this guy's entrance a little bit. Let's establish him as Cesaro. And see where he can take that. See if he can lift himself off. As we know, as the fans know, he can. They need to just completely go with the switch and switch the music as well. But it was good to see the Cesaro swing again. I really hate how the match ended. And yet again, another roll up. I really hated how that match ended, because I wanted to see a pinfall and I wanted to see the championship change hands. But I didn't get that. And I hate how they always, as of late, they've had these matches on pay-per-views that end with these odd, if you would, finishes. Like a roll-up. People pay to see pay-per-views. Why would an Intercontinental Championship match end in a roll-up? Why? I'm pretty sure people did not think they would get that when they paid their money to see this match. It's just foolish. I think pay-per-views, maybe it's just me, pay-per-views should be top-notch. I mean, every match should be as close to a 10 as possible on every pay-per-view. And just on getting that. That's what I got from this match. It was a good match until the roll up, and that kind of soured it for me. I'm very ashamed in the outcome. I wish it could have ended better. But the next match was very good. Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose. I hope to see these two again at Extreme Rules. I want like some no DQ match between these two. I'd like to see that. But I mean, Ambrose and Jericho put on a hell of a show. It looked pretty smooth to me. Ambrose trying to hit the dirty deeds on the announcing table. Jericho flips it. Tries to get him in the walls. That doesn't work. Catapults him into the bell area. Why were there three announcing tables out there? Can we talk about that? There were like 8 announcing teams out there for Payback. It's okay for like WrestleMania or SummerSlam, but Payback, really? Like, it's not worth it. Clearly not, because the pay-per-view was not that good. But, yeah, Jericho and Ambrose, I mean, they did a good job. The ending of the match was really good to me. I mean, the final seconds, like, Dean Ambrose struggling to get Dirty Deeds on, and all it took was the fingertips. He just clasped the fingertips. Sooner Jericho got completely to his feet, and he just spiked him right into the mat. 1, 2, 3, end of match. And I really liked that match too. I'd rate that one number 3 tonight, because my number 2 is coming up. But the next match I'm not going to spend too much time on, because for one, I didn't like it. For two, it completely bored me. For three, the ending was foolish. Women's champion Charlotte, accompanied by her father, the two-time Hall of Famer Rick the Nature Boy Flair, and Natalya. Now, for those who don't know what the Montreal Screwjob is, I'm gonna tell you to go Google it, because I'm not gonna sit here and explain it. But I feel like the fact that they tried to somehow reinvent that with this match was completely wrong, and this little rivalry did nothing to warrant that type of outcome in this match on such a low scale pay-per-view. I mean, the match was okay. It was very good back and forth, but the ending killed it for me. And I'm kind of getting sick of seeing Charlotte as champion. I think Becky or Sasha would do a lot better job. Matter of fact, whatever happened to Naomi? Oh, she was at Wrestle. Wow. Okay. Yeah, but the ending was, as I have in my notes here, fishy. And, it didn't sit well with me. Bad enough, the match wasn't entertaining. The ending made it so much worse. Speaking of worse, Vince McMahon gave Shane O'Mac and Stephanie McMahon split control of Monday Night Raw. What does this mean? Well, two parties are now in control. The Authority featuring Shane O'Mac, or Shane O'Mac featuring The Authority. Whatever you fancy. I hate this decision. Hopefully this means the eventual brand split will return in a few months. But why give them both control? It made no sense to me. We waited so long to be let down. And they all made their case as if they're politicians running for office. I mean, it's completely foolish. We waited for that. That's all I'm gonna say. We waited for that. But you know what I waited for? The main event. Not a good guy, not a bad guy. He's the guy. He's Roman Reigns. He's the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And still, AJ Styles. He said he'd have the match of his life against Roman Reigns, and it would win him the championship. Well, no. Even though his goonies came out and tried to help him out, tried to assist him in the victory, and he still lost. How, AJ? How? Like I tweeted during the match, you just can't keep a good man down, and Roman Reigns proved that today. He was the best man in that ring tonight, and he retained the championship because of that. Now AJ Styles, he's gonna get a rematch at Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Now, if I didn't already question this Stephanie and Shane joint custody, if you will, of a Monday Night Raw, I definitely question it, because when you lose, you don't get a rematch. And Shane and Stephanie were the ones who came out and kept restarting the match. So technically, AJ had two rematches. Technically. And now he's going to Extreme Rules to have another rematch. I hope he loses. I hope he does. Because I honestly don't want to see him in the World Heavyweight title picture. I want to see him more in the IC title picture. Or even put the US title on him and take it from that god-awful Kalisto. Because Lord knows he's doing nothing with it. So I'd like to see it put on someone with a bigger name so they can do a lot more with it. Like I said, can't wait for John Cena to come back and bring back the US Open Challenge, because we need it now more than ever. The title match was great, though. I mean, I loved it. It made they made Roman Reigns look really strong. God, he took a lot of forearms in that match, though. I mean, the left side of his face is probably pretty numb. But, I mean, it was a great match. I enjoyed every second of it. I was on the edge of my bed watching it. I mean, overall, the show gets like a 7 out of 10. By the way, that Reigns versus Styles match was my number 2 for tonight. So top 3, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose. And the rest of them, there's no 4, 5, and 6. They're just last makeup matches and put them in like 4 through 999, if you will. Damn, pay-per-view sucked, man. And from my first podcast, I hate that I'm reviewing this pay-per-view, because now my first podcast sucks. But, Cult of Podcasts, I'm your host, Maverick Johnson. I thank you for being with me tonight. I'm gonna go watch Camp WWE, and I will see you guys again.